Okay, we had a chance to evaluate the scrimmage. Just a few comments on it. I thought it worked out really well. I thought the design of it, what we wanted to get accomplished, a lot of the pregame stuff, our routine. I know there's some differences for many of the players, so we wanted to get that done. I thought that was good. A lot of things, though, for the first time. So we try to alleviate that. So when we do get to our first opportunity here and on Friday, that you know, our guys have been through it once. But a lot of things that I thought we were pleased on. I thought the communication, on the field communication, was very good. Just protocol at the line of scrimmage for the offense and things like that was good. Defensively, did a nice job. I think that you can start to feel the defense is starting to get a better idea how this is going to work. Now, we just, you know, keep working on it. There's still areas to improve, but it feels better. I thought that some of the things that we've got to talk to our team about was that when the atmosphere appears to be heightened, we don't change. We don't change. I think they came out here in a practice field, they do certain things, and then when the atmosphere appears to be heightened, then they said, uh-oh, okay, now I got to do this. Now I'm going to, you know, try this. And that's not how it works. You just stay true to yourself and perform on the field, you know, whether it's a game or practice. And that's what we've got to get through to our team. So we'll continue to work on that and just really for them to trust their preparation, trust the process, and go out there and execute. We're not asking our receivers or running backs or DBs to be somebody else. We just want them to stay true to themselves. But defensively, I thought Puz, I thought, had a good scrimmage. And you know, he's going through a new system like this, but he's starting to take ownership of it and take over it. I thought he played well. I thought Mike Harris has really come along. We're very pleased with his progress, especially at the nickel spot. Jason Babin has felt better than he has in training camp. He mentioned that to me the other day, and it showed up on tape. He is starting to get good at understanding things, as well as D'Lo. Some of the things, that's a stressful position back there at free safety in our system. And, you know, a lot of responsibility on him, and I think he's handled it well. So overall, special teams, offense, defense, some work to do. But very pleased with how we came about and did it. We still have some more teaching to take place.
Have you decided who starts at quarterback Friday night?
No, we're going to let this week play out and then decide, you know, how we want to do the rotation. But we haven't even talked to our guys about that. The week for us will be, you know, this game will be a lot of rules ball, which means that we just go out there and follow our rules. And, you know, we're not going to heavily game plan. We just feel like we want to really put a lot of our efforts into, you know, competing against one another and then just follow our rules for the game. But we will take a look at them. And by the end of the week, maybe the last day before the game, you know, we'll put a heavier emphasis on them. But I want most of our time spent on us.
One quarterback starts the first game, one quarterback second game, there's a chance one will start.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that tomorrow, Vito. We talked a little bit about, you know, what we set up for today. You know, he said one will go at the ones, and then the next guy will go at the ones. And, you know, we'll just go day by day, and then, you know, we'll see at the end of the week.
What's the latest on Cecil?
What's that?
Cecil.
He strained his calf. We'll evaluate him. I believe it's just, you know, nothing major. We'll take a look at him in the training room.
What do you want to see out of the pass rush when you finally start getting to, you know, the preseason games?
Well, you know, we're going to evaluate a lot of things, but that's one area that we need to take a look at and see just how much pressure we can get with a four-man rush. You know, on first and second down, but also on third down. And we need to evaluate that against, you know, another team. So, but that's good. There's no doubt that'll be an area we have to evaluate.
Just to clarify, so Henny goes with the ones tomorrow?
You know, we'll take a look at it. He may. You know, we haven't talked about it. We just said today this is how we're going to do it.
So today was Gavin.
Yeah,
with the ones.
I thought Blaine did really well. I thought, you know, in today's practice, I know we didn't finish right here, but came out. I thought he did a nice job going into the scrimmage. You know, we really watched and just see how he would handle it and that atmosphere where it was, you know, it got heightened a little bit, and we wanted to see if guys really stayed true. And I thought he did a really nice job.
What is that? Is that comfortability with the offense, do you think?
I think
or what?
So, and just, you know, trusting your preparation. You know, they always say that, you know, when you get into a game, you shouldn't be nervous if you're prepared. And that's so true. If you're prepared, you know what's going on, what's taking place, you should be able to just go out there and execute.
What's Mincy's status?
Mincy's status is out. I believe Ryan, Mincy?
Yeah.
He went to a neurologist this morning. Okay, I think this morning at 6:30 he went in, so I'll find out when we get in there.
So have you confirmed that it's a concussion?
That's what, hopefully this will confirm it if it is, and you know if it isn't, then we'll be able to move forward.
After threw a pick, he almost threw a second one, but the guy was out of bounds. His last four passes were bad, and yeah. He's had a good day. You know.
Well, yeah, I think it's like you're right, Vito. You're right. I mean, and in red zone 7-on-7, you know, when there's no rush, you'd like to see execution. I'm with you on that. It is difficult once you get inside the 10, but shoot, who wouldn't want that opportunity? And we got to capture it. And, so that's the challenge, and that's what Jen and I talked about. When we get in those situations, that's what, you challenge your red zone offense and you look at it. On the other side of it, good red zone defense. Really good, because a couple days ago, they didn't fare so well. But to see things get tightened up and, execute their assignments. And they're starting to get a little bit more of a personality, which you want to see, defensively.
So the QB situation is still up in the air?
Yeah. Yeah.
You think you can win with either one of these guys or one of them?
Well, I think we can get better with either one of them. Yes, I do.
Gus, you mentioned. Go ahead, Justin.
Sorry. Allen Ball had another interception today. How consistent has he
been? He has been. I give him a lot of credit now. What I found out, what I've learned about Allen Ball is he's extremely competitive. Extremely competitive. Since OTA, so now every day he comes out and he competes. And for the most part, he's been doing very well. At times, they complete him, but that's going to happen the way we play our defense and the way we play our corners. But he bounces back and comes back and competes again. And that's the type of mentality you need at that spot.
Gus, has Ace Sanders had a bad day in camp so far? I know you said.
I said everybody will at some point or another. But, he's extremely competitive too. And I'm sure a day will come. And, but he's extremely competitive, just like Allen Ball, and I'm sure he'll bounce back from it.
What kind of strides has he made to get
more? He's gaining more and more confidence. I think he's getting a lot of reps. And to the point where reps were just saying, okay, now let's be careful with him. Let's make sure we're smart in how many reps that he does get. And, make good decisions based off of that. But he's getting a lot of opportunities, and he's taking advantage of it.
How much pressure can he put on a defense when he catches the ball in the middle of the field like that in some space?
He's good. He's, I don't know his flat-out speed, but I know when you're standing sideline, you feel it. And, I think a lot of credit to him because he gets north and south. He catches the ball, makes good decisions just like on that 2-minute. Made some guys miss and headed right to the sideline. He's playing smart, and, that's what's impressive.
What's the level of
Cyprian? We're hoping that he's making good progress. There's a couple days where he stayed the same, and now he's improving again. So we're guiding it towards early next week.
Justin?
That's 3.5 weeks.
It's tough.
Isn't that difficult for a rookie to – you want him to start and all that. But
it is difficult.
A little worried,
it is difficult. But we've had extended conversations with him, and you see him back there watching in the film sessions and picking things up. And I think a guy like Puz, we gave him a day off, and he stood back there and watched. And he saw it from a different perspective now. It was pretty good. He even commented that, it was good for me. And so we can take advantage. It's not like Cyprian's not competing. Just because he's not playing, he's competing his tail off, and we'll catch him up, and the mental part of it, there's no challenge there. He should be able to get it. It's the physical part where he gets the reps that we got. But we got some time.
He probably missed at least 2 preseason games. Are you concerned?
Well, we're being more cautious with him, with Cyprian, and we want to make sure that this isn't an injury that lingers on, as a hamstring can. So we're probably being more cautious. With him, and but hopefully early next week.
And he's 33. Do you think he has a lot left in the tank?
I talked to him, Vito, when you go in the locker room. He came and told me last week of all the training camps he's been in that his body, he feels the best he has. Now, he may say something different, but that's what he told me, when he came in and visited with me. So that's a good thing, and that's what this whole setup is supposed to do. Where they get lots of rest, take care of their bodies. We're making good decisions, and our injuries are down. Not saying that it can't go up or something. Some things happen, just like Cecil, but as a whole, we're pleased with the direction.
So he can handle that Leo position. He's perfect for that. Brabin.
Well, that's where he's got the opportunities now in preseason.
Let's Branch pick things up the last couple of days.
Yeah, he's, we're continuing to challenge him. you know, we need to feel him, you know, if he's the rusher on the other side. And but I know that he may at times get frustrated because it's not coming as fast as he wants it. But just like takeaways, we tell the defense, you know, you might get one a game and then another one, but they'll come in bunches. You just stay true to it, keep going, and they'll come. And that's what we keep telling, you know,